All right, I have to do this because Pastor Jeff did it last week. What day is today? Yes! We have a second Sunday after Pentecost. Very good. You remember. It is Sunday too, as well, of course. But in the church here, we're celebrating the beginning of Pentecost season today. What do you notice that has changed up here, of course, other than me? The altar has green. Yes, last week it was white, right? And this week it's green. What does green make you think about? What? The earth. What about the earth? Yeah? Trees. Right? What part of trees? Leaves. Right? So if we look out there, we have all sorts of green stuff. Right? Yeah, plants. And what plants? They're growing, right? Living type of things. Have any of you ever planted anything? Yeah? So you have some various things like, here, where are they? You have seeds, right? Some seeds are large seeds. Some seeds are middle-sized seeds. Right? And some seeds are relatively small. Right? So, let's see. What do you do? You put them in the ground, right? And then what? And then you water them. Right? So, if you have to take care of them, right? You can't just... I don't want to make a mess, but I can't just sort of throw these out there and they'll grow, right? Okay, so if they land in dirt, then they can, and they get rain, right? Then they can actually grow, right? Otherwise, you have to do stuff with them, right? What happens if... What? Okay, what happens if you give them too much water? They drown. And if you don't give them enough water, they die, right? They don't have things to... They don't have stuff to make them grow, nutrients and that sort of thing, right? So that's sort of what Jesus is talking about in the parable, right? These are actually mustard seeds, right? And the thing was talking about mustard bushes. Right, and these are pretty small, right? You know, they're relatively small, and they supposedly grow into a fairly big thing. This thing is big, right? Real big. It grows into a tree, maybe not too big of a tree. So, does the size of a seed necessarily decide how big the thing that grows from it? No, right? You can have little tiny seeds that grow into big things, and you can have big seeds that don't grow into such big things. Right? So, little seeds can grow into big things. Our world is made up of little seeds. Okay, so, true. Concrete is not made of seeds. What? And seeds can't grow in it, right? They need dirt and that sort of... No, it's not. Okay. So, let us pray. Gracious God of creation, we live in a wonderful world full of green things that grow and provide shelter and shade and give life to the world. We ask that you continue to be with us and help us grow into new and greater things. We ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Thank you very much.